the Haines Assembly passes an FY19 budget, and two new commercial tours are permitted in Haines. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. The Haines Assembly passed a budget for the 2019 fiscal year last night, but before doing so, it removed funding previously added to the budget for a new online platform for public interaction with the borough. OpenGov is a web-based program that aims to make government more effective and accountable. It offers programs for budgeting, planning, and public engagement, and offers a resource for accessing public information. But it also comes with a significant price tag for a small government, with an initial cost of $40,000. About half of that, $19,000, is installation fees and would only be paid in the first year. Assemblymember Heather Lendy made the motion to amend the budget and withdraw funding for OpenGov, though she said she had originally supported it because of its promise to improve transparency. Tom Morfitt said it's the price tag that turns him off of the program.
I'd be able to go along with this program if it were, say, a $5,000 annual expense. I think that it's a question of scale.
Tresham Gregg questioned whether the program would really provide something not currently accessible.
I'm still a little unclear on the perceived need for this. I mean, perhaps there's some need within the staff for this budget thing, but do we have a lot of people asking for check-by-check accounting of our finances?
Sean Mady has been a strong supporter of this program during assembly discussions in the last few months. He pushed back, saying this is an important new tool to engage the public, particularly younger residents.
It's not on them to beg to be heard. It's on us to listen to them. And what we are telling them right now is your voice, the way you talk, doesn't matter to me. I would be embarrassed to be a part of an assembly that did not 100% devote everything they could to transparency and civic engagement. And that's literally all this is.
Brenda Josephson also spoke in favor of the possibility of increased transparency.
I voted in support of it. I want the transparency. I believe the community wants the transparency. Do I know this is going to be a magic bullet? No, I don't. I have checked it out. I'm excited about the potential, and I continue to support this program.
But others, like Stephanie Scott, said this program is not necessary to achieve transparency and engage with the community.
I think that we have other things that we can spend this money on.
Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel said she sees this as a way for the community to grow, becoming more informed and more engaged citizens.
We can do without this. We can do without a lot of things in this community. But I think when we look to what we want to be and what we know we can be, it does involve embracing new ways of doing things.
Still in a 4-2 vote, the Assembly decided to remove funding for the program from the budget. The Assembly also added $37,000 to the community chest for nonprofit funding. It also approved an amendment that increases expenses in Fire District 1 by $10,000 to dispose of hazardous waste. Another increases the stipend for the fire chief by $250 per month. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins. The Haines Assembly approved two new commercial tour permits this week. One permit is for a cruise company that plans to conduct independent hiking tours in town. UnCruise Adventures is new to Haines this year. It wants the opportunity to have its own guides take passengers on guided hikes of Mount Riley, Battery Point, and Mount Rapinski. Former Haines Tourism Director Leslie Ross spoke in favor of the permit.
Working with them professionally and personally, they're an amazing company to work with. Their guides are extremely professional and well-trained, and I support this.
The company won't offer the tours to the general public, only to its passengers. That means they won't be charged borough sales tax. Instead, UnCruise will pay $5 per person. UnCruise also offers its passengers river rafting tours through the local company Rainbow Glacier Adventures. The Assembly also approved a permit for Seek Expeditions. The locally run company plans to offer sea kayaking and stand-up paddleboarding in Lutac Inlet and along the Chilkat Peninsula. Seek Expeditions will also offer guided hiking on the Seduction Point and Battery Point trails. Joe Osterling is one of the company's owners.
Those two trails are really important, at least in my view, in that they add an aspect of safety. As we all know, things change pretty quick here, conditions change. So being able to, at the drop of a hat, per se, get the folks off the water and make sure they have a safe trip is pretty important. And then to be actually be able to offer to not cancel a trip on days when conditions just are not appropriate, and or do a combination of the two.
Both permits were approved unanimously by the assembly. Hearings are scheduled in Juneau over how much ratepayers should benefit from corporate tax cuts that are saving Alaska's utility companies millions. KTOO's Jacob Resnick reports.
When Congress slashed the corporate income tax rate, companies received a windfall from lower tax bills. But in Alaska, power companies can't just pocket the savings. That's because electricity rates are set by state regulators. And they did so based on the costs from the older, higher tax rates. Alaska Electric Light and Power now projects it could save up to $3.9 million on this year's federal tax bill. Director of Energy Services Alec Mesteg says Juneau's power company expects the savings to be passed to consumers.
We're here to provide just and reasonable rates and try to provide our service fairly based on our costs. And this is one of those costs that flows through to customers. So if there are reductions in those costs, then those savings should flow through to customers also.
The question of how much ratepayers will receive is the subject of scrutiny. State regulators are scheduling hearings across Alaska to take testimony from utilities, ratepayers, and people like Assistant Attorney General John Patasson. He says utilities have been providing tax filings, and his office wants to ensure ratepayers receive their fair share.
We've been encouraged by what we've seen so far from the regulated community, and we're hoping to resolve the question of the impact of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act on the utilities market, hopefully sometime by the end of this year.
Alaska Power and Telephone Company services the southeast communities of Haines and Skagway and parts of Prince of Wales Island. It's also being scrutinized. The company has raised objections to the regulator's approach to how ratepayers should be compensated. Reached for comment Wednesday, the company said it was still evaluating its strategy. Hearings for both AEL&P and Alaska Power and Telephone Company will be held June 19th in the City and Borough of Juneau's Assembly Chambers. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.